among other things. I mean, it's a big game, and this is how big it is. The Bills have brought in one of the big guns to be the leader of the charge, the alumnus usually, who waves the flag up above the tunnel entrance to a New Era Field and brings players out on the field. This week, it is linebacker Cornelius Bennett, former first-round draft pick in the NFL, second overall back in 1987. Came to the Bills later that year and played here through 1995. We've got the Biscuit, Cornelius Bennett, live on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with us right now. Cornelius, good to be with you. This is John Murphy and Donald Jones up here in chilly Buffalo. Thanks for being with us here today.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. What a pleasure it is to be on with you, John. Been a long time.
Yeah, I know. We've known each other for a long time. I was thinking, you know, every year around Halloween, I think about what went down there back in 1987 on Halloween. That was an amazing trade. The timing was weird. I think it had to be right around the trade deadline. And it was amazing how it fell into place, and you went on to be a superstar here. I mean, many trades don't work out that well, Cornelius.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was trade deadline day. Go back and thinking about it, you know, I was sitting in Atlanta airport for God knows seemed like an eternity. I'm waiting on something to happen. I knew that a trade was going to definitely happen that day, and found out it was Buffalo after what they call the 11th hour.
Yeah.
I had no idea the Bills were even interested in me, pre-draft or anything like that. But man, what a great situation it turned out to be for me and for the city of Buffalo.
Hey, Cornelius, I don't know how often, you know, how closely you watch it today in football and trade deadlines and all that stuff, but every year trade deadline, do you think about it?
No doubt about it. And now that I'm on, you know, I tweet a little bit, so every year I am posted, and you know, and this year was the 30th anniversary of the trade, so I'm very aware of it because my life changed you know, tremendously on that day.
What was that like? It was such a, not just a, you know, a trade, but it was, I've heard it called the trade of the decade in the 1980s. Three teams, a couple of Hall of Famers moving around. I mean, that was as big as it gets in the NFL for players moving around in the league, right?
No doubt back then. You know, it was you know, pre-free agency, actually. And
yeah.
So, I mean, trade was really the biggest thing that could come out of, you know, as far as a guy having a chance to move, you know, change teams or what have you. Some trades worked out good, some didn't. And for myself, and I'd say Eric Dickerson for you know, if it wasn't for us beating up on the Colts, you know, so regularly. But he seemed to be happy when he was there. But for me, it was definitely a saving grace.
Cornelius, what is it like to be traded in the middle of a season? It's one thing to be a free agent and you're trying to find a new place, and, you know, that wasn't even a thing back then. But what's it like to be traded in the middle of a season, have to go from one place to a new place, learn everybody new in the locker room, new system, new city, everything?
Well, first of all, I never got a chance to get to know anybody in Indianapolis. I held out the whole half of the season, so I never got a playbook or anything. So Buffalo was really my first team, you know, because I was stuck in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, just training down there, preparing to play my first NFL game. So for me, it was an easy transition. And the one guy who I give the big thanks and the big props to is Daryl Talley. Daryl was my mentor from day one, hour one, when I became a Buffalo Bill. He took me on his wing and made me throw the training camp playbook in the bottom of the locker there, and said, you know, whatever it is you need, I'll teach you. And he did a hell of a job teaching me.
Wow. Cornelius Bennett on the line with us. When the trade was made, Cornelius, the Bills had a game, I think, the next day against Washington. You did not play in that game, right?
No, I did not, but I attended, and it was, I guess it was kind of a prelude to how I was going to meet Daryl, because Daryl got hurt in that game, hurt his neck, and so he had to be in for treatment first thing Monday morning, which the Bills had asked me to be there, say at 7:30 or whatever on Monday morning. So Daryl being there for early treatment was the first Buffalo Bill player that I met.
Wow.
And that's how our friendship began, and sitting side by side with each other for 8 years.
Wow.
You know, that was, like I said, that was a guy that I relied on the most as far as, you know, scheming and, you know, tricks of the trade or what have you.
You did not play that week. You did play the following week when John Elway and the Broncos came here. That game is legendary, right? And I'm sure you talk about throwing the playbook at the bottom of your locker. You didn't have a whole lot, I wouldn't think, of the playbook on, but it was pretty simple for you that day, and Elway certainly got the message, right?
No doubt about it. It was just get the man with the ball. You know, it happened to be John Elway, but, you know, I went in. You know, third downs in the first half. In the second half, I played a little bit more. And, you know, the defense that we ran back then was kind of vanilla. It was easy to pick up. Walt Corey was a former player, so he didn't make it, you know, too hard for us as far as terminology was concerned. So that was the beauty of that, having a former player as a defensive coordinator. And it made a lot of adjustments for me. John, it was made in heaven for me to be there because I had, like I said, a coach who played and who understood my talents. He gave me a chance to roam and be Cornelius Bennett, the thing that got me traded to Buffalo. You know, he didn't try to pigeonhole me, and I so greatly appreciate it. You know, Walt, for allowing me to express my talents on the field like that.
Yeah, there was that game in your rookie year and then the finale that year, and it was a loss at Philadelphia to end the season. But you kind of took over that game, 4 sacks against the Eagles, and it was almost like that game, at the end of that game and the end of that season, and the Bills, what I'm looking up now, 7-8, that 7-8-1 mm-hmm. that season, everybody knew that something special was about to happen, and you kind of foreshadowed that with your performance down in Philadelphia, didn't you?
I did, and you know, we were just, you know, barely missed the playoffs that year. You know, one or two things happened differently that year. We would have started to roll there, but definitely the Philadelphia game, I think going into that game, Walt really, you know, really put the onus on me to finally show what I could do, and just so happened that, you know, they let me move around a little bit, and man, you know, I had 17 solo tackles, I think, and the 4 sacks and the 3 calls fumbles and the final. I don't know. It was a great game. I don't think about it much, you know, unless it's brought up. But it was a highlight of my rookie year, no doubt about it.
Cornelius Bennett, our guest, he's going to be the leader of the charge Sunday when the Bills take the field to play the New England Patriots. Well, the next year, Cornelius, and obviously you got settled into a defense that included the guy you talked about a lot, Daryl Talley, but you also had Bruce Smith, you know, several other players in 88 and moving forward the next few years. There was not only just Hall of Fame talent, but an awful lot of talent on those teams on both sides of the ball, weren't there?
Oh, no doubt. You know, we were getting to know each other, and I think, you know, so many superstars on the team, you know, we're starting to settle down a little bit, I guess, or come together as a team. I won't say settle down because, you know, we had the bickering stuff going on a little bit later on in the year. But I think it, you know, we started to mature as superstar, you know, players because all of us were high draft pick, come from big programs, and nobody wanted to take a backseat to anybody. But, Coach, you know, I think, you know, had it not been for Coach Levy and some of the other coaches that we had who have been there and done that or whatever, who had the wherewithal to help us, you know, come together as a team or whatever, you know, being a coach, psychologist, daddy, you know, all of that wrapped up in one, which Marv was to me. I think he truly helped settle us down and help us look at each other and say, hey, you know, if we put our egos aside, we can get some things done. And we did, and we get, you know, we got some things done.
Hey, Cornelius, playing on a team mm-hmm. with so much talent across the board, how do you think that helped you, you know, spring you as you probably had some one-on-ones because you had a Bruce Smith on the other side? How do you think that helped when you have so many guys with talent where teams can't just focus on you as a superstar?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was good. It was a beautiful thing. I tell you what, I used to get caught up in watching Bruce from the opposite side. You know, it was – and Daryl and Bruce, man, what a combo that was. You know, Daryl didn't get near the credit that he deserves. Daryl was the mastermind behind a lot of things that Bruce did. Now, don't get me wrong, Bruce is, to me, the best, you know, in ever played a game in the, you know, professional football. But Daryl should be commended a lot. Because Daryl understood everything that happened on the football field, and he put Bruce in a lot of position to make a lot of those 200 sacks that Bruce finished his career with.
Cornelius, what are their favorite games you had during that time? I mean, you had the 4 Super Bowls with the Bills, but AFC championships that preceded it. What kind of games stand out in your memory as your best games or the team's best games in your Buffalo time?
I never looked at it like that, John. I just always appreciate the fact that I was blessed to get up every Sunday or Monday or Thursday, however it was, and having a chance to play. So that's really nothing that really, in my whole from high school to college, that I can sit back and say that really sticks out in my mind. It's just being blessed to do what I love doing, and you know, from the age of probably 10 to 35. I mean, man, what a ride it was, and I just appreciated it every day. I never took it for granted. No matter ups and downs, whatever happened, I never took it for granted. I always was appreciative of having the opportunity to play. But, every time I could think back about any game, there's one thing that does stick out, and that was me just being grateful, standing in the tunnel or wherever we were, and just saying, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, because that's what it was. It was just, a great opportunity that I was presented.
You've been back here for games, right, since you left Buffalo?
Yeah. Not a lot. I don't travel a lot, John. I'm actually now taking a couple of holes off from around the golf right now to talk to you guys. So I stay at home quite a bit. I do a few appearances here and there, but I like staying at home. Staying low key, and if I'm asked, to come and be a part of a celebration or whatever, I'll do it. But more than likely, and Bruce and those guys, they really get on me quite a bit. But I'm like, if you lived here, why would you travel?
Why would you leave? Where are you? South Florida, right?
I'm in South Florida. Yeah.
What part?
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Excellent. Okay.
What you were doing work for a while with the NFL alumni, right? With the NFL.
No,
alumni?
Not the alumni. No, I
was.
With the Players Association.
I see.
I served on our board as a board member and as the chairman of the board for 4 years. And that was something that I truly – and it wasn't work. It was something that I volunteered to do. That's a job. You just it's not a paying job. It's something you have to have a passion for. Later in my career, I became a rep, and that was something I had a passion for. So a lot of the things that transpired in the 2011 CBA – that had to do with former players, I was able to be a big part of it. One of two former players to ever to be invited until the negotiations. So I have that dubious distinction, along with Jim McFarlane, of being the first two former players to sit in on the actual negotiations. So we got all pretty much over $1 billion worth of new benefits for former players, including the legacy benefit that you guys have probably heard about. That was the big issue going into it. They were fussing for $100 million. We got $900 million out of the deal. So it was something that I'm very proud of. Something, great legacy to leave behind, not only on the field, but helping my fellow man.
Cornelius, it's one thing to negotiate with the team for your own personal contract. It's a total different thing to negotiate for the rest of the players around the league. What was that like to sit in that room?
First thing, you have to be selfless. So take self out of it. Every day I tried to clear my mind. I'm going into the mediations. I was there doing, every part of it. You just walk into the room and you remove yourself from self, and think about the bigger picture. And that was something that even with the active guys, with the executive committee, those guys sitting in that room, that was something that I could catch myself telling those guys, let's not think about ourselves, because 9 times out of 10, all those guys that are on the executive committee are highly respected guys, highly paid guys in the league. So their salaries and really the benefits really don't really have an effect for them after football, because they would have made so much money. So, you have to remove yourself from that and say, okay, but what's best for the most, and not just me. I can't be greedy and do this and not consider former players, for instance, because we do rely on the active guys as former players to increase our pension benefits. And that's always a sticking point, but there's not been a time in the history of negotiations or CBAs that active players haven't reached back and increased former players' benefits.
Cornelius Bennett, our guest, coming up here Sunday to be the leader of the charge, bringing the Bills out of the field. Cornelius, you talked about how you think back to those great moments in the tunnel, waiting to go out on the field. You'll be right in the middle of that Sunday afternoon.
I know.
What's that going to be like for you? What do you think will be going through your mind?
I don't know. I've been kind of fighting with that one, John. Honestly, I don't know if I'm such an emotional guy. I might tear up a little bit. I'm not lying. I haven't done that part of football since I retired from football. So I mean, being that close to the action for a brief moment or whatever, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be almost like my first time in Buffalo again. Coming out for the Denver game, my first game. So I was really emotional then. I'm sure I'll be emotional. There's no doubt about it. I know that for a fact, John. I you know, whether or not I'll tear up or what, I don't know, but I know I will be emotional because it's a special time for me, no doubt about it. I wouldn't even pretend that it doesn't mean a lot to me. You know, Buffalo is always will be special to me, and regardless, I'll always treasure wearing that, you know, wearing those colors and having an opportunity to represent them one more time. It's going to be tremendous.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Cornelius, it's great to spend a few minutes with you here today. Go back to your golf. We look forward to seeing you up here on Sunday. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, John, thank you, man, and look forward to seeing you guys, all right?
Okay.